you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The family of the 36-year-old double amputee shot and killed by Huntington Park police last week has filed a claim against the city. It's on behalf of Anthony Lowe's 15-year-old son, and it is the first step in a process that could lead to a lawsuit against Huntington Park for wrongful death and civil rights violations. Huntington Park officers were called out on a report about a stabbing. They say Lowe, who uses a wheelchair, had a long knife, ignored commands, and threatened to advance or throw the knife. That's when officers fired. They're now on administrative leave. There's no body cam video of what happened. The LA County DA, the Sheriff's Department, and the Huntington Park PD are all investigating that shooting. We've been talking about the criminal charges filed this week in New Mexico against actor and producer Alec Baldwin. As you know, he was rehearsing a scene on the New Mexico set of the Western movie Rust. A gun he was holding went off by mistake. The shot killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin is now charged with involuntary manslaughter. KPCC arts and entertainment reporter John Horn has looked through the court papers.
Well, the film's armor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, also was charged with involuntary manslaughter, and she was arguably wholly unqualified for the job because of her lack of experience. And according to the filings, she failed to keep live ammunition off the set, she didn't inspect the gun, and she wasn't present when it was used. That said, if a producer, Alec Baldwin in this case, hires someone who is underqualified,
KPCC's John Horn. John also says there was not a safety meeting on the Rust set on the day Hutchins was shot. A New Mexico judge set a late February court date for Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed to answer the criminal charges they now face. Now available for more than a million children in LA public schools, free mental health therapy online if they or their parents think they need it. Details from KPCC's Robert Garova.
The Los Angeles County Office of Education is teaming up with school-based telehealth company Hazel Health to make virtual therapy available to the county's 1.3 million students in public K-12 schools. According to Governor Newsom's master plan for kids' mental health, in California, 66% of kids with depression do not receive treatment. LA County Superintendent of Schools Deborah Duardo told a press conference that the need for these services have always existed but have become more necessary since the pandemic.
We also know there's been other societal challenges, such as the violence we saw last week, and these are things that our children have to learn how to cope with as they continue their education.
Local districts will be able to opt in to Hazel Health's virtual therapy services. LAUSD, as well as the Compton Unified School District, have already signed on for the program. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
Now open across Los Angeles are 9 peace and healing centers. They're part of a pilot program launched by the city's Civil and Human Rights and Equity Department, or LA Civil Rights for short. They're in the LA neighborhoods hit hardest by poverty or pollution or racism, like Skid Row in South LA.
There's so many folks in these communities that have been wrong for so long, and they need a safe space to heal. And this is what their peace and healing centers will do.
That's Capri Maddox, the executive director of LA Civil Rights. She's also a Southern California Public Radio trustee. The Peace and Healing Centers will offer programs tailored to a neighborhood's needs, and those programs can range from mental health groups for women all the way to community gardening. Info about all 9 locations for the Peace and Healing Centers is at lacity.gov. Just search for LA Civil Rights. California State Transportation Agency is chipping in $407 million for the Inglewood Transit Connector. Oh, great. But what's that? It's a 1.5-mile long automated people mover that will take you from the Metro K-Line's downtown Inglewood station to the Kia Forum, SoFi Stadium, and the now under construction Intuit Dome, the future home of the NBA's LA Clippers. Inglewood Mayor James Butt says the Inglewood Transit Connector will move about 12,000 people an hour, and that will ease up post-game and post-concert traffic jams.
but probably more significant, it now makes the concept of using mass transit in LA County more than an esoteric concept of this is a nice thing to do for the environment, but it's for people that don't have cars.
Inglewood is looking at construction bids. The goal is to break ground next year and have the Inglewood Transit Corridor connector up and running by early 2027 at the latest, well before the Olympics come to town. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.